Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for taking a few minutes with me to stop our busy schedules and find some stillness with God, to encounter His heart and His love for us and to hear His voice. The first thing that we do with Lectio is to make sure you're in a comfortable position where you can be relaxed, your body can be relaxed, but your mind can be alert. So settle into that spot, take some deep breaths to settle into your body. Make sure you're in the present moment, this present moment where we're going to meet God, because He's here in the present. Our scripture today is from the book of John, John 1:1-9. And we're going to open with prayer. Jesus, thank You for allowing us these moments where we can stop and turn towards You, where we can recognize Your presence and hear Your voice. You are the Word, Jesus, with God from the beginning, but also with us. Thank You that You are speaking to us. Help us to listen and hear and to be transformed. For Lectio, I'll read the scripture 3 times. And after each reading, I'll leave a 2 to 3 minute pause of silence for you to hear God's voice speaking. Each Lectio section, each time I read it, has a different focus. So your job in Lectio is actually to rest and to notice. And your job is not to actually think and go ahead. It's for God to lead and us to follow. It's a little hard for us to do that because we tend to let our minds lead. But in this case, we really want to hear from God. And He's using the scripture to converse with you, using a word or a phrase in scripture to begin that conversation. So the first time I read the scripture, in the silence that follows, notice a word or phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention. You don't have to know why. It doesn't have to fit with the main theme of what the verse is talking about. It's the word God has brought to you. So I'm reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Thank you. I'll read the text again, and this time, in the quiet, explore that connection of that word with your life. Where does it intersect with your life? You use your imagination, use your memory, your senses. How does that word that Jesus has shown you, how does it connect with you? He's going to lead that. Again, you follow. It's really a resting thing. So in the quiet, just rest and notice and let your mind just explore how that word connects or phrase connects to your life. John 1:1-9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. I'm going to read the text a third time, and this time listen for an invitation from God. God always invites. He doesn't force us. And if he's inviting you to something, you have a choice. You can say yes to him. You can say no to him. You can say maybe later, which is kind of no. But God gives us the choice. He doesn't force us. So as I read this time, notice your word or phrase. Listen for an invitation in the quiet time from God. John 1:1-9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Now the time for noticing and pondering and listening and connecting is done. And during these next few moments is just an opportunity to rest with God. Whether you said yes to his invitation or no, or maybe later, he still longs to be with you. He went through the great gift of offering his son, his birth and his death, to draw us to him, to rebuild the relationship we have, and he longs to spend time with us. So in these next few moments, just rest in his care and in his companionship and in his presence. You are loved not because of what you do, but because of who God is. Because he is love, and that's what he does. He loves you. So rest in his company for the next few minutes. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back into the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer, or make a list, or write on a post-it note the word that God gave you, the word or phrase, and notice it as it pops up in your life in the next week. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God. Notice him and be confident of the love he has for you.